Pip looks for happiness. "Wake up," cried Aunt Twinkle. Pip woke up in a jump. "Busy day. Today you should go find the happiness plant," said Aunt Twinkle. "What is that?" asked Pip grimly. "There is a little plant that sprays big bubbles of happiness. If you can find her and bring her to the tallest mountain, the wind will blow the happiness bubbles all around into our homes, holes, and green boughs," said the furry bee, flying in circles around the room. "Oh, I must go back to sleep. I'm tired," Pip mumbled as a chill wind blew through the window. Get up and go wash behind your ears, so you will be squeaky clean when you find the happiness bubbles, said Aunt Twinkle firmly. Pip went off to the washing pools. He was throwing water on his shiny body. Pip looked up and saw a fly. Zzz, zzz, zzz. The fly asked Pip cheerfully, "Couldn't I wash my feet on your nice lupin leaf with poured dewdrops?" "Ho, ho, oh, you can't. You are a dirty, disgusting fly," laughed Pip. Then Pip winked to his friend the pig, who ate the little afraid fly with one gulp. After his bath, Pip dried himself and prepared his suit. Just then a chill wind blew and upset Pip. What a pity! Oh, why did it have to be so cold and rainy today that I am wearing my new suit? I wanted to find happiness and be the best dressed. Pip began to cry. Oh, don't cry, said a queer flower. Oh, what are you? Asked Pip. I'm a pimpernel, but my friends call me the poor man's weather glass. By the way, your little new suit is quite inadequate for this rainy weather today, but tomorrow the sun will shine and your suit will be perfect. Oh, thank you, Pimpernel. You are so handy, said Pip excitedly, and plucked the queer flower out of its comfortable bed. Cried the queer flower. Shush now, you'll enjoy the view from my window at Aunt Twinkle's. Pip arrives back at Aunt Twinkle's just on time for lunch. Waiting by the fire in the kitchen, the slow worm had something urgent to tell Pip about the happiness plan. "Listen to," began the slow worm slowly. Pip ate up his lunch in a hurry. "Wind," continued the slow worm slowly. But before the slow worm could finish, Pip grabbed his raincoat, shot out the door, and yelled behind his shoulder, "No time for this, slow worm!" Walking through the tangled, dark green woods tired Pip quickly, and after a quarter of an hour, he had grown quite fed up with his search. I wish the happiness plant would come to me instead of me to it," grumbled Pip while rubbing his sore little feet. "I'm tired and hungry. I'm going home." Pip stomped back towards Aunt Twinkle's village, kicking the roots of a great ancient oak tree that stuck out in his way. "Hey, little Pip," said the deep voice of the great oak. "You should not kick and scratch like that." "Oh, quiet, you old thing. I'm very busy."
Thank you.
Pip limped back to Aunt Twinkle's and called out to the village, but no one heard him. "I don't want to call all the houses one by one," complained Pip. "I can call them," said a helpful little bellflower. She tried to ring as loud as she could, but it still wasn't loud enough to call the village. "I'll shake you loud enough," said Pip, and plucked her from the ground. "No, no, no," cried the little bellflower. The whole village came running to see what the noise was about. Why do you call us, Pip? Said Aunt Twinkle. I found the happiness plant, but I am very hungry and want to eat supper and have chocolate cake with tea, said Pip, standing up proudly. Okay, come inside. Stew is boiling on the stove, and then you'll tell us all about it, said Aunt Twinkle with bright eyes. Pip went inside firmly and pushed the little slow worm, who was still trying to finish his sentence, out of the way so he could get the best spot at the table.
The sky was full of swallows, and martins darted in play. Pip watched the birds a-flying in an old familiar way. Pip watched on this day in an old familiar way. He watched the frogs a-leaping, and in certain made their eggs. He saw the frogs a-playing in old familiar ways. Pip watched this day in old familiar ways. And gray and sturdy boughs a-laying all around, and broken old tree limbs a-resting on the ground. Oh yes, Pip watched this day in an old familiar way. The sky was blue above him, and the grass lay beneath his feet. The rippling pond gave new life for all of us to see. Pip watched this day in old familiar ways. Oh, Pip, a watching all day in an old familiar way, in an old familiar way.